This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
What's wrong, Pumpkin?
I have a dilemma.
Okay.
So I have neighbours
yes.
that continue every day to park out the front of my house.
Mm-hmm.
But they park backwards out the front of my house and they take up a spot because there's, you know, I live with three people. So yes. there's four of us
all
living
in the
house.
All got cars. All got motorbikes.
Yeah. So we've all got cars and we need somewhere to park. But our neighbour parks out the front of our house.
Now, I can vouch for this because I was picking up Amber. I think it was for Relay for Life. And I pulled up in front of your house and this person pulled up behind me. And I could see they were genuinely annoyed that I'd parked in what he believed was his spot.
Yeah. You snaked him.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So they keep park, and I know because I've watched them pull up and then I was like, what house are they going into?
Yeah.
So I've investigated where they live.
Okay.
They're exactly next door to me.
What's their parking situation? Like, how many cars at their house?
I think they have the same number of cars. Like, they've got the same problem probably. There's a few of them living in the house
okay.
and, you know, lots of cars and whatever. But it doesn't give them a right to park in front of my house because then my housemate or myself don't have anywhere to park because this idiot is parking illegally in front of my house.
Now, we need to point out when Amber says illegally, it's the fact that he's on the wrong side of the road. He's facing the wrong way.
Yep.
She's not claiming that that is her legal right, that spot.
No.
Now, this is, it's annoying.
Because and arrogant.
I get that.
Yeah.
But the problem is, if he wasn't facing the wrong way, you'd have absolutely no leg to stand
on.
Yeah. But he is breaking the law.
Yeah, he parks illegally. So I've chucked a post up over at Hit 99.5 Sunraysia on the Facebook page. I feel like my options are leaving a passive-aggressive note on the windscreen.
Yep.
Telling him to his face or her, whoever, that they're parking illegally out the front of my house. or do I just leave it alone? I don't want to busy the police with this matter.
It'd be a council one, not the police, I'd say.
Yeah.
Here's the the problem I see is, whatever one you choose, you're not going to get your spot back. They're just going to park the right way.
True.
Which is even more annoying.
But that's why I really got to throw the gauntlet down and make a point that there's lots of people that live in my house. We need to park somewhere as well.
Yeah.
Stop stealing my spot.
13, 12, 16. What should Amber do? Naughty or spotty at 6:40. What I was going for then was do-do-do-do-do.
Did not sound like it.
Well, you can go and we got a naughty story this morning.
Go ahead.
Amber, this story out of Texas. And I feel it's just an innocent mistake that everyone can have a bit of a laugh at.
Okay.
Mother in Texas has received some secondhand clothes off a friend of hers and has then given some of it was for her son, who's in primary school, I believe. He's about 10, 11, somewhere around there.
I loved that. My parents had, like, friends who had kids, like, slightly older than us.
Were they cool friends?
Yeah.
That's
like,
what you want.
Yeah. And then, like, they'd give us their old clothes, and, man, it was like Christmas.
Yeah, that's
loved it.
Right. Second-hand Christmas. he's picked a T-shirt out. Just looks like the McDonald's logo, and it says, "I'm loving it" under it.
Okay.
Seems innocent enough, except when you look closer, while it is definitely a yellow M, it's also the view that someone would have if they were to be at ground level while a woman was lying down with her legs spread.
Okay.
Now, there's no detail. It's just a yellow silhouette, which is why they were tricked into thinking it was the McDonald's logo.
Okay.
Have a listen to this poor kid.
I thought it was like McDonald's.
Did the teachers stop you or anything?
No. They thought it was McDonald's, too.
What a darling.
The I'm loving it under it probably didn't help either, which just makes it even greater.
But again, you associate that with McDonald's.
You associate what with McDonald's?
I'm loving it.
Oh, right. I was going to say, you and I enjoy McDonald's very, very differently.
Sexy lady legs.
Sexy lady legs.
In the shape of the McDonald's M.
And this 10-year-old's worn it to school.
Aww.
But you have a listen to him and the mum. It's not like they're like in on a joke or something. That kid is genuinely like, what? I don't get it. And the mum, I feel sorry for everyone. Imagine being the poor teacher. It's like, that's inappropriate. Why? Because how is McDonald's inappropriate? Everyone loves McDonald's.
It's like, sexy lady legs.
Just get home and change.
We ran out of gas last week.
This blew my mind because I didn't realise that you had gas bottles.
Yeah.
We had them growing up. They're a propane?
We only have it for the stove.
Okay, right.
So everything else is like electric. Anyway, we ran out of gas for the first time in the whole time that we've lived in that house.
You've lived there like 2 years.
I know.
Jeez, all right. No, so well done.
Gas bottle lasts a long time. So my housemate took it upon herself to order us a new gas bottle, which arrived while I was home Friday afternoon.
Okay, righto. Well, that's convenient. That's one of those things about this job that we can have people come around in the day and we're going to be there and it's great for that sort of thing.
Yeah, I usually get nervous when someone comes to my house, like, you know, plumber or whatever, someone rocks up. I don't like it.
Okay.
So, but I had forgotten that the gas guy was coming.
Oh, right.
She'd messaged me and said the gas guy will probably come some point today. So I was sitting out the back enjoying the sunshine, but I was just wearing a t-shirt and my underwears.
Oh, I can see where this one's going.
So I was just sitting in the sun, reading a book.
All right. I've got to do this because I know people want to know. What sort of nicks are we talking about?
Oh, they were gross granny nicks. Duh. Do you know me at all?
This is a story about Amber in her undies and she made it less sexy. Go on, so granny Nicks.
He's come through the back gate and I, like a terrified meerkat, sat up straight and was like, oh my God, I'm sitting here half naked at my back table.
Yeah.
And he's like, g'day, friendly dude.
I imagine this is what people like this live for. Like, you knock on enough doors or you walk into enough backyards, you're like, surely today's the day we get topless sunbather by the pool or something like that.
No, sorry, dude. You just got me sitting in the big
Annie and the granny panties.
Yep. So I was sitting on my back table and he's like, g'day, hey, Yowen. And he wheels the gas bottle in and I'm just like sitting there and just not being helpful. I was like, it's over there.
A lot of pointing going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I didn't want to stand up because he would have seen.
No, of course not. Would have seen your granny panties.
Yeah. And so after all that, so I already felt awkward and then he brings over a receipt.
So now
he starts walking toward me and as he's walking towards me, he realizes that I don't have any pants on and he's very polite and he's like, up.
Oh, visibly uncomfortable.
I'll just leave this here. Put it on the table.
What a superstar. Got an issue with one of your neighbours parking illegally round the wrong way in front of your house, Amber. Now, your main beef is the fact they're in front of your house, but we're just holding on to the fact that they're doing it illegally.
Yeah, and even if they don't park illegally out the front of my house, they pull up right in the middle, so there's no room for anyone else. Like, if you have to park in front of my house, at least pull all the way up so at least one more car can fit there.
Yeah. I think, like, one of your options was on how to handle this was to leave a note.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you get to that point, just asking them to pull up all the way to the front so another car can fit is the only scenario where I'd say leave a note.
Yeah. Oh, I really want to leave a note.
Notes are boring. But put it down there and you run away into the bushes and you left a note. There's no payoff.
Oh, no, there
would
be.
But there's some great options that people are commenting as that have some great.
Because, like, I hadn't even thought of some of these options. I mean, I'm not obviously not going to set their car on fire, but thank you for that suggestion.
Unlikely you're going to poo in the mailbox, but that one's got my vote.
Shout
out to the person who put that one.
Maybe I could.
Maybe you could, yeah. Terry, if you can send Amber a poo, she will happily pop it in their mailbox.
Someone said park in their driveway.
In their driveway.
Yeah. See, they're not parking in my driveway.
No.
But I would be lying if I said I hadn't considered parking in their driveway. Yeah.
Maddie said buy a wheel lock and watch the fun. Maddie, that's counterintuitive. That's just going to make it so that Amber can never get her car spot.
Yeah.
But I like the way you're thinking.
13, 12, 16. Keep those calls coming through. What should I do about my neighbour that parks illegally at the front of my house and takes up all the good spots?
This one works. Put your bins on the road so there's no room for them to park there, Simone says.
Well, I've got another neighbour that flogs my bins.
God, you live in the ghetto. You're singing, so you're obviously in a good mood.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
Why?
Maccas are trialling all-day favourites.
What does that mean?
So stick your all-day breakfast in the bin.
No.
No, well, that's staying. But also, they're trialling all-day favourites. So you can get nuggets, quarter pounders, Big Macs, fries,
okay,
and all the, like, your favourite McDonald's
all foods. All the regular stuff.
Before 10:30 a.m.
Okay, so your excitement is how I felt when they brought in all-day breakfast, because how many times this happened, you're a bit seedy, you get to Macca's, you're racing, you get there at 10:31, only to be told, 10:31, no more breakfast.
I hate breakfast food.
Not anymore, though.
I don't like breakfast food at all.
Another reason you're a disappointment.
So I felt like a bit of a victim when they brought in all-day breakfast, and I was like, what about the people that don't give a damn about an egg and bacon McMuff?
No one cares about those people.
Yeah, nah. there is a large percent of the population that don't like breakfast food.
Large percent.
13, 12, 16. If you don't like breakfast. So I'm pumped about this because I have the opposite of that problem where I might wake up too early from a hangover.
Who wakes up too early from a... God, you're annoying.
Sometimes.
I don't like breakfast food. I'm up too early on my hangover. Just stop being annoying.
How dare you?
Sleep in on a hangover, you weirdo.
Sometimes it just doesn't happen. So I am hungry when I wake up and I've got to wait till they finish doing breakfast at McDonald's.
You're such a victim.
I just don't like breakfast food.
Okay,
I'm so, so glad that Macca's are trialling all-day brekkie. So, all-day favourites. Oh, my God.
No, you can now get nuggets 7 in the morning.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
Yes, so they're trialling it in Victoria and Tasmania. And if it goes well in our states, then it'll roll out across the country.
Very good.
Rest of the country.
So, what we need is for the people over the border to come on over before 10:30, order your nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
You can heat them up later, even if you don't want them. Just help Amber out so she can get this all-day favourites.
I need it to stay forever.
You should see the desperation in her eyes right now.
I mean it.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.